Jay's father could have scolded him for what he'd unearthed. Most parents would say, "Put that filthy thing down." His father didn't do that, though, and because he didn't, Jay went on to build a company and a museum about what he'd found. The intriguing story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Jay Villamorette could have gotten in trouble for what he picked up one day.
I got interested in collecting bones when I found a dog skull in the woods at the age of 7. My father, he saw my interest. Like any good father, he could have told me to put the dirty bone down, but he didn't. He saw my true interest and encouraged me to collect the skeleton.
His father may not have realized what the find would turn into.
At that time of my life, I was collecting skulls mainly from roadkills, or I would find things out in the woods, but mainly from roadkills. My father, when I was a boy, would take me out on a Saturday looking for roadkills, and he would duck down in the seat while I'm out there alongside of the road cutting off the head.
But his father knew there was something much deeper behind Jay's desire to collect those specimens.
It wasn't just collecting skulls. It was when I got a new skull for the collection, it would become a drive to find out as much as I could about the animal itself as well.
He studied for another career, but ended up making his hobby his life's work.
I graduated high school as an auto body technician, and I was having a hard time keeping employed. So I was selling skulls as a hobby, so I took it one step further and started collecting and selling skulls as a full-time job.
It soon became a bigger job than he could handle by himself.
Started the company in 1986. Some people say that I created a market where a market didn't exist. I don't necessarily believe that. I think the market was always there. It just needed to be tapped and capitalized on. And so for 25 years now, we've been the world's leading supplier of osteological material.
Many of these specimens end up in museums, schools, and universities. But there's much more to the story. And that's next time as we travel the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.